Chapter 3. Woe to the bloody city, it is all full of lies and robbery, the prey departs not. The noise of a whip, and the noise of the rattling of the wheels, and of the prancing horses, and of the jumping chariots. The horseman lifts up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there is a multitude of slain, and a great number of carcasses, and there is no end of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses, because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts, that sells nations through her whoredoms, and families through her witchcrafts. Behold, I am against you, says Yahweh of armies, and I will uncover your skirts upon your face, and I will show the nations your nakedness, and the kingdoms your shame, and I will cast your idolatrous acts upon you, and make you vile, and will set you as a gazing stock. And it shall come to pass that all they that look upon you shall flee from you, and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? Where shall I seek comforters for you? Are you better than Noamon, that was situated among the Nile banks, that had the waters round about it, whose rampart was a sea, and her wall was from the sea? Cush and Mitzrayim were her strength, and it was infinite. Put and Lubim were your helpers, yet was she carried away. She went into captivity. Her young children also were dashed in pieces of the top of all the streets, and they cast lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound in chains. You also shall be drunk, you shall be hid. Ye also shall seek strength because of the enemy. All your strongholds shall be like fig etzim, with the first ripe figs. If they be shaken, they shall even fall into the mouth of the eater. Behold, your people in the midst of you are women. The gates of your land shall be set wide open to your enemies. The fire shall devour your bars. Draw your waters for the siege. Fortify your strongholds. Go into clay and tread the mortar. Make strong the brick kiln. There shall the fire devour you. The sword shall cut you off. It shall eat you up like the young locust. Make yourself many as a young locust. Make yourself many as a swarming locust. You have multiplied your merchants above the stars of Shamayim. The swarming locust spoils and flies away. Your crowned are as the locusts, and your commanders as a great swarm of locusts, which camp in the hedges in the cold day. But when the sun arises, they flee away, and their place is not known where they are. Your shepherds slumber, O sovereign of Assyria. Your nobles shall dwell in the dust. Your people is scattered upon the mountains, and no man gathers them. There is no healing of your bruise. Your wound is grievous. All that hear the bruit of you shall clap the hands over you. For upon who has not your wickedness passed continually? Please note, this is not just a prophecy of the past, when Nineveh was destroyed. Nineveh is in the Middle East, in the country of Iraq. But this prophecy doesn't just signify Nineveh. This prophecy signifies Islamic kingdoms, radical Islamic kingdoms as one, who will attack everybody round about and try to murder, kill, rape, and create destruction. Then one day Yahweh will seek his revenge upon these people for the killing of the innocent people, where he will then destroy them. He will then root them out of the land, and for this, the Western allied nations will be used as it is specified here, that they will be destroyed completely and removed round about. End note.